How's it going, guys? Medium difficulty question, pathology, step one, internal medicine, 2 CK, 42-year-old man, 2 month history. Worsening shortness of breath and exertion, no past medical history. Cardiac exam shows an S3 heart sound, which means systolic dysfunction with increased preload, dilated heart, 29 out of 30 times. 1 out of 30 times can be physiologic, which is high endurance athletes or pregnancy. Echocardiography shows a left ventricular ejection fraction of 50%, should be 55 to 70. Potassium normal, 4.5 should be 3.5 to 5. Bicarb normal, 25 should be 22 to 28. Blood pressure elevated, 150 over 100. No medications. Photograph of his forearm is shown, which appears to show darkening of the skin, which is the following most likely explanation for the findings, such as HOP3 choice A, adrenal cortical autoimmunity, wrong affecting answer. We refer to Addison disease, okay, where you have decreased aldosterone and cortisol. So decreased aldosterone classically give you a down arrow sodium, up arrow potassium, down arrow bicarb, down arrow pH. So I gave you values in the normal range here. Is it possible, especially 2CK step three questions where you could very rarely have electrolytes in the normal range? Yes. But for the sake of this question, you don't want to read between the lines. The insinuation is that we don't have Addison because our electrolytes are normal. And also blood pressure is not low, right? I mean, if you had low aldosterone, low cortisol, if anything, blood pressure would be low normal or low. And you can get hyperpigmentation of the forearms, obviously, with Addison because low cortisol, we said low aldosterone and low cortisol, but low cortisol, decreased negative feedback at the hypothalamus anterior pituitary, increased POMC, which is the precursor to both ACTH and alpha MSH. So alpha MSH can cause hyperpigmentation, and also high ACTH is thought to have a role in that as well. Waterhouse-Friderichsen syndrome, meningococcal septicemia causing bilateral hemorrhagic necrosis of the adrenal gland, could also refer to an autoimmune phenomena. Choice A, wrong fucking answer. Choice B, adrenal medullary autoimmunity, wrong fucking answer, refers to nothing. In terms of the adrenal gland, you've got the cortex, so glomerulosa fasciculata reticularis secreting aldosterone, cortisol, DHEAS, the latter is an androgen, and then we've got the, and androstenedione as well, but we've got the medulla, which secretes catecholamines, especially norepinephrine, epinephrine. So the relevance of the adrenal medulla for you ultimately is that we get pheochromocytoma, a tumor that secretes catecholamines, causing paroxysmal hypertension, headaches, palpitations. Choice B, wrong fucking answer. Choice C, anterior pituitary autoimmunity, wrong fucking answer. It's not going to refer to anything for you, ultimately. Okay, so in theory, it could be hypophysitis or Condyke condition that you can get with some autoimmune diseases, e.g. Hashimoto, where let's say patient has Hashimoto and also has high prolactin, and you do an MRI of pituitary gland and there's no prolactinoma, and you're like, what the hell? It can be hypophysitis, okay, inflammation of the anterior pituitary, and sometimes you can get just increased parenchymal secretion of anterior pituitary hormones. Choice C, wrong fucking answer. Choice D, increased bone turnover, wrong fucking answer. Could refer to Paget disease, okay, because Paget disease can cause intraosseous AV fistulae leading to high output cardiac failure, but clearly we have low cardiac output or at least low ejection fraction. They'll give you an ejection fraction of 70 or higher, and you can get an S3 heart sound with that, but it doesn't fit the rest of the question. You're not going to get darkening of the skin, the forearms, Paget disease, so heterogeneous blastic clastic effects within the bone. You get very buzzy findings like the dude's hat doesn't fit him the way it used to. You can get tinnitus from narrowing of the acoustic foramina. You can have an isolated increase in serum ALP, calcium phosphate, PTH are normal. Choice D, wrong fucking answer. Choice E, increase intestinal absorption. Correct answer, diagnosis, hereditary hemochromatosis, autosomal recessive, HFE gene chromosome 6, which is going to be decreased hepatic production of hepcidin, which leads to increased intestinal expression of ferroportin, which causes increased iron absorption within the duodenum. So you need to know the mechanism for hemochromatosis. USMLE give you a very basic vignette, and they'll just give you increased cation absorption in the intestines or increased intestinal absorption of iron. So in hemochromatosis, you can get hemosiderin deposition in the skin. You can get infertility. You can get arthritis, pseudogout. You can get cardiomyopathy, can be dilated or restrictive. In this case, we would assume dilated. You can get bronze diabetes, okay? So the hyperpigmentation from the hemosiderin in combination with iron deposition in the tail of the pancreas can give you elevated serum glucose. Correct answer. You know the deal. I'm going to make more content if you like my stuff, subscribe my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.